by Jeffrey A. A. Tucker. It feels almost dangerous putting those three words in the title of an article. An easier path is not to raise the topic. It means getting Brownstone Institute tagged, targeted, and canceled. That's how much taboo there is around this subject, which is itself deeply strange. If science is simply a matter of evidence and causal inference, it should be fearless and not doctrinaire. It should go where evidence leads. At the founding of Brownstone Institute, multiple people worried that this institution would eventually be taken over by anti-vaxxers. For my part, I could not understand this fear. I had never heard of such people and could not imagine becoming such a thing. My views on this topic were as conventional as anyone's. How could Brownstone be taken over by something of which I had never heard? What is this mysterious power of this dark force out there? To be sure, I never once believed the COVID-19 shot would result in public health benefits, but that is because I read books in Virology 101, a fast-spreading, fast-mutating respiratory infection with a zoonotic reservoir will always outweigh any conceivable shot called a vaccine. If such a thing did miraculously come into existence, it would be a decade in testing. That was conventional wisdom a few generations ago, but so was the functioning of natural immunity via exposure. It was research into the history of COVID-19 controls that brought a shift toward awareness. It gradually dawned on me, and pretty much everyone associated with Brownstone, that the whole thinking behind lockdowns, and closures, censorship and compliance protocols, was indeed to prepare the public for the shots, the military countermeasures marketed as vaccines, even though they stopped neither infection nor transmission. If that shocks you, you haven't been following the mountains of evidence that finally piled up against my long-running assumption that this was just mistaken judgment rooted in epidemiologic fallacy. The apparent goal was maximum uptake through any means possible: social isolation, forced face covering, fear propaganda, and finally mandates enforced by penalty of unemployment, professional disgrace, and poverty. In passing, I truly had no excuse not to know this, since this is precisely what I was told by the very man who claims to be the inventor of lockdowns, a person who now runs a vaccine company. He specifically said to me in April 2020 that the whole purpose of the lockdown was to wait for the shot. I didn't believe him, hung up and forgot about the call. He was, of course, telling me the whole plan. It's astonishing to consider the power of an industry that could prevail on nearly all governments in the world to destroy their economies and violate citizens' rights at once and then force an experimental product on billions. That's more power than the East India Company ever had, certainly, and probably more than even the most well-heeled munitions manufacturer. That's capture of the ultimate sort, with an agenda so rotten that it should hardly surprise anyone that the public has lost trust. An industry this powerful can also keep itself off the list of possible agents of harm in any investigations concerning chronic disease. It devotes vast resources to this purpose. That's the whole point of pharmaceutical advertising, not just to sell products but to keep the media quiet. That is a serious source of worry right now. Can we get to the truth? Avoiding the topic of vaccines, then, was never a viable path for an institute founded to address the interaction of public health and freedom generally. Inevitably, the fallout from these egregious years has shone a public spotlight on vaccines, the subsidized and protected industry, its power, and thus urged some measure of accountability. That inquiry eventually must address vaccine harms, which have been high even from the data we have, though we know for sure that the harms are underreported. Here, the topic of autism is also unavoidable, if only as an expression of public skepticism of the medical establishment, simultaneous with vast vaccine harms and an epidemic of autism spectrum disorders, ASD. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., together with his extraordinary team, has sworn to get to the bottom of it quickly. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lists some seriously alarming numbers on the rise of autism. Among children aged 8 years in 2022, ASD prevalence was 32.2 per 1,000 children, 1 in 31, writes the report. It leaves little room to believe that this 16% rise in 2 years, 32,000% since 1970, is an artifact of better diagnostics and otherwise due to testing contingencies. There is a cause, and it is likely exogenous. There are many possible candidates, but there is a growing and burgeoning sense, though never reported or speculated on in legacy media, that it is related to vaccines and some feature of the incredible cocktail listed in the childhood schedule to which the COVID-19 shot has been added. Kennedy explains more here. In any case, it is an obvious candidate for investigation, despite ubiquitous warnings never to go there. For his own part, Kennedy does not breathe the V-word in public. The shots are included in the category of environmental causes.